This was uploaded on the university student website.
You familiar with this video?
Yeah, I've seen it. Who hasn't?
But I didn't film it, and I didn't post it online.
Do I have to answer these questions again? I've been discharged. I'd like to get to class.
Please, Perry. Detective Davis is here as a favor to me. We'll be quick. Guy in the video, Eric Bates. He says you filmed this on your laptop over a year ago when you two were roommates.
No, he's just claiming that because it's the best story he can come up with to save his ass. He doesn't want to admit that he showed his little sex tape to all his buddies, and then they shared it with the internet.
You lived together freshman year, and then you moved out in the second semester. Why?
I don't know. He got weird. Freshman stress. He was partying a lot. His mood swings were insane. I'm not going to press charges, okay? But the guy needs to chill out.
Why won't you press charges?
Everybody makes mistakes. Eric has problems, but he's a good guy. I want to give him a second chance.
He's lying. The guy's a pathological liar. I know I shouldn't have roughed him up.
You did more than that. You put him in the hospital with a concussion.
And I'm sorry about that. But the guy's been trouble ever since I was roommates with him.
He claims that you made the video yourself and showed it to your friends.
He left his laptop on and recorded me and Christy. I would never film a sex tape.
You were roommates with him freshman year. Why'd you move out?
Got too much. First he was cool, a little nerdy. Comes from a good family. And stuff started happening. Little things that you can't prove. Just got weird. I can't explain.
You'd catch him in a small lie. He wouldn't give you messages from your friends, things like that?
Yeah.
Neither boy is gay. There are no sexual undertones here. Isn't that unusual? Well, there's more to stalking than just romantic obsession. Perry's fixated on Eric. Hero worship, idolization. But Perry's the victim of the attack. He's lying about the rest. So Perry was a parent or a sibling at a young age. His mother, when he was 4, how did you know that? A loss and rejection become his comfort zone. His ex-roommate rejects him, and so he seeks it out. I'm more concerned about what Eric said about Perry's behavior. That's campus police jurisdiction. I can't intervene unless you invite me in.
I appreciate the assessment, but we're going to keep this in-house for the moment. Perry's family are important alumni.
You'll call me if something occurs?
Of course. Thanks for the help, Beth.